Chapter 5, in which Mr. Pickwick is introduced to an unwelcome, though not uninteresting, scene in the great drama of life. The calendar tells me that tomorrow marks a fortnight since my trial, Sam.
The day when Dodson and Falcon issue execution for costs, eh? Why don't you pay up and have done, sir?
My mind is made up. Do not mention the subject again. Is there any word from Perker?
No, sir. But there are communications from your three friends.
Oh.
Mr. Tupman.
Dear Mr. Pickwick, I have taken a house in Richmond upon Thames, which I am wallpapering.
Mr. Winkle.
Dear Mr. Pickwick, Arabella's aunt has imprisoned her here at Clifton near Bristol. Clifton has an awesome gorge.
And Mr. Snodgrass.
Dear Mr. Pickwick, my grandmother summoned me to Leicestershire for the hunting. I have written a poem about a dead fox. Yes, well, I'm glad they are away. Young people should not be witness to distressing scenes.
Mm. Nor old ones, neither.
I slept fitfully and dreamt of Snodgrass wallpapering the Clifton Gorge. Oh, come in, Sam. Have you brought the shaving water?
Shave you directly, Mr. Pickwick. Ooh. Namby's the name. Sheriff's deputy, Bell Alley, Coleman Street.
I see, and what is your business?
Execution against you at the suit of Bardell. Common pleas. Here's the warrant. Oh,
what is the procedure, sir?
You come along o' me, Pickwick. Be alive now.
Wait, Mr. Namby, sir, wait. I must speak to my client.
I am not to be dissuaded, Perker.
Pickwick, I have the necessary papers, and you only have to pay the amount of costs for which the capias at Satisfaciendum was issued.
I reckon if more lawyers spoke English, there'd be less people behind bars.
It means you may seize the defendant until the plaintiff's case is satisfied.
And I am adamant that the plaintiff's case shall never be satisfied.
Then it's a Fleet Prison for you, my pigeon.
But even they require a habeas corpus.
Then let us go to Sergeant's Inn and take one out against myself.
The due legal processes having been undertaken, the body of Samuel Pickwick is to be confided to the custody of the warden of the Fleet Prison, Farringdon Street, and there detained until the amount of damages and costs in the action of Bardell and Pickwick be fully discharged. Evening, turnkey.
Evening, Mr. Namby. What bad man have we got here?